Thank you for calling Medicare.
Please help us evaluate the effectiveness of our IVR application. After completing all transactions, please say survey or press star zero to be connected to our satisfaction survey to provide feedback on today's IVR experience.
For Medicare Part A, say the letter A. For Medicare Part B, say the letter B. Please choose the state in which the services were rendered or where your practice or company is located, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, District of Columbia Metropolitan Area, Delaware, or other. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Please choose the state in which the services were rendered or where your practice or company is located, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, District of Columbia. Were the services rendered in Prince George's County or Montgomery County, Maryland? Please say yes or no. Part B menu. For all claim-related questions, say claims. To inquire about a patient's eligibility. Claims menu. In order to check the status of a claim or verify the reason for a denial, say claim status. To correct or change.
Okay, what's the NPI? Sorry, I didn't hear you. Please. And what's your PTAN? Sorry, I didn't hear you. Please tell me your PTAN. And what's the last five digits of your TIN?
Okay, claim status. What's the patient's Medicare number?
Whenever you're ready, please say all the digits, letters, and numbers of the patient's Medicare number naturally and one at a time. For example, like this, 1EG4TE5MK73. I still didn't hear you. Please tell me the patient's full Medicare number now. You can also enter the Medicare number using your touchtone keypad. For letters, enter the star key, followed by the key number and the position of the letter on the key. Use star 11 for Q and star 12 for Z. For more information, say help. We have noticed that you have not responded to our prior questions. Are you trying to reach a customer service representative?
Thank you for calling Medicare. Your call may be monitored and/or recorded for quality and training purposes.
If you wish to provide feedback on today's experience, please remain on the line at the end of the call to be automatically connected to our satisfaction survey.
Thank you for calling Medicare. This is Brittany. How can I help? Thank you for calling Medicare. This is Brittany. How can I help?
Yeah, hi Brittany, this is James. Last initial is R, R as in Romeo, calling from the provider's office and looking for the denied claims. More clarification, could you help me with that?
Yes, sir. Can I have the patient's Medicare number?
Yeah, sure. The patient ID I have, which is 5, X as in X-ray, U as in umbrella, 8, T as in tango, P as in papa, 8, Q as in queen, F as in fax, 50.
Patient's name and date of birth?
The patient name I have, that is Pope James. Date of birth, July 13,
1943. And the service date?
July 28, 2025. Total billed amount of $770 even.
That was your denial.
For the first CPT code, first one, that is 99309, this was the denied. And stating the payment adjust because the payer deems the information submitted. So I wanted to know what was the exact denial reason.
Okay. Yes, sir. One second. Let me do a little research for you.
Sure. Your name is Brittany, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Last initial is Hughes and Charlie.
Yes, you must have my name already written down.
I have your name.
Yes.
We spoke earlier.
Yes,
that's
sir. So that means... Okay, yes, sir. Okay, so one unit is allowed for the CBC code 99309, and I'm showing that we already paid on that unit. Oh, hold on one sec. Okay, nope, I take that back. What happened was we received two claims on the exact same day for the 99309, causing a claim overlap in our system. So now that they've finalized out, you can go ahead and resubmit your 99309 claim. Are you guys wanting to submit the one with the 25 modifier or the one without it?
Okay, but we have already submitted. Yeah. I have the detail of both claim. We have submitted by mistakenly. We have submitted. We have submitted two times. Right. It is correct under the same provider. So may I know this claim? We need to resubmit this claim, or you guys have paid the previous claim?
No, so we paid on the 99483, but we didn't pay on the 99309. So now that they have finalized out, you can go ahead and resubmit your claim.
For this claim?
Yes.
Okay, so for this claim, we need to resubmit this for the 99309.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. The student assembly rest, so one club. Just a second.
Yes, sir. I'll put up to 2 minutes for you.
Okay. No. This claim. Okay. I entered notes in my system. So help me with the call reference number for this one.
Yes. 0122-8-2523-045-1.
045-1. Okay. Let me move for the next member.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
It is 9, M as in Mike, T as in Tango, 2, X as in X-ray, 9, 1, K as in Kilo, C as in Charlie, 8, 4.
Patient's name and date of birth, please.
The patient name I have is Lenny Muir, date of birth, March 21, 1961.
And the service date?
July 25, 2025, total bill amount of $271.
What's the date of service one more time?
July 25, 2025. Total bill amount of $271 even.
Okay, so this claim is under a different PTAN. That's under a DC PTAN.
Yes, it is under the PTAN I have, which is 903189 for the same provider.
Okay. So because it is under that PTAN, you would have to give us a call back on this claim. Back on August 11th, providers are only allowed to use one PTAN and MPI per 3 inquiry calls. So I wouldn't be able to assist this
claim because it's under a different PTAN. That rule started back on August 11th.
Okay.
Do you have any other claims under that 637071 PTAN?
No, no.
Okay. Yeah, so you would have to give us a call back. I do apologize about that.
No worries. Thank you so much for your help then.
You're welcome. You enjoy your day and thanks for calling Medicare.
Yeah, bye-bye for now.
Bye.